This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. More than a month after the election, the final verdict is in for a bond measure for the Colorado Springs D-11 school district. CPR education reporter Jenny Brendine has more.
The measure failed in a recount by 11 votes. It would have let the district invest $350 million into the district's master plan. That included modernizing schools and renovating and fixing the district's aging buildings and infrastructure. Automatic recounts are triggered when the vote margin is within 0.5% of the highest number of votes cast. The county says no vote there has ever been reversed by a recount. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
This University of Colorado history professor represented the Buffs on national television Wednesday as she participated in Jeopardy's first ever professors tournament. If you said who is Ashley Lawrence Sanders, you're correct. Lawrence Sanders told Colorado Matters she had a great experience, even if she didn't perform as well as she'd hoped.
What an amazing group of contestants that were on the show. Just, you know, a very cool, very smart, and very funny group of people.
Lawrence Sanders wagered all her cash during the final Jeopardy round, which backfired when she gave the wrong response. She has one last chance to advance in the tournament as a wild card contestant. This is CPR and KRCC. Western states don't have enough water to go around, and for Western tribal nations, water access is even more dire because Indigenous peoples have long been left out of conversations on how to divvy up resources. Now tribal leaders want a say in how the dwindling resource is used. Hear that story from CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sakis on Science Friday this afternoon.